a stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court is set to release at least one opinion today, and it could be the one involving Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. People in Colorado and 14 other states will head to the polls. Nikki Haley did win in D.C. over the weekend. Stranded in a blizzard for hours. It's what happened to a lot of folks in Northern California over the weekend.
Rescuers working to reach drivers after the most brutal blizzard of the season swept through the Sierra Nevada mountains, dumping up to 12 feet of snow and packing wind gusts of up to 190 miles per hour. More than 300 vehicles got stuck on Interstate 80. Parts of the highway shut down for days. Officers going car to car. And although this storm has passed, another one is on the way tonight.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Iowa's Caitlin Clark making history on the basketball court. She is now the top scorer in NCAA history. That's what it sounded like in Iowa City when she broke the record. This is ABC News. After several delays, four people now speeding their way to the International Space Station.
Three astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut in a SpaceX rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center, Florida.
2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
Headed to the International Space Station, technicians closing the hatch discovered a hairline crack in the seal. They examined photos of it and apparently determined no problem with the heat of reentry when Dragon comes home in 6 months. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A new study possibly linking sleep apnea to memory problems. Researchers finding that patients with sleep apnea are typically 50% more likely to report issues with their memory. And the investors looking to take over Macy's are trying again after the retailer said the last bid was too low. Ark House Management and Bridgegate Capital Management have come back with a new one, boosted by nearly $1 billion. Macy's says it's reviewing the proposal. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes. You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know. I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket. Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See QuickenWireless.com for details.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Janesville police officer is on administrative leave after fatally shooting a person Friday night. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says an officer shot a person who police say was armed and blockaded inside a house with two other people inside. As expected, Governor Tony Evers has vetoed three Republican-authored tax bills. In a statement Friday, Evers said the three measures totaling $800 million would have driven the state into insolvency and threatened services. Evers has twice previously vetoed tax cuts from Republicans. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says many migratory birds are returning to Wisconsin earlier than normal. The warmer winter weather in the state this season has gotten the migration for short-distance birds off to a fast start. The agency says birds are in sync with environmental cues and their access to food. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high right around 46 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, sunshine near 50. By Wednesday, clouds increasing with a high of 51. If you have issues with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193 is the number. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's another back door sneaking in where you've been midnight. Quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. redemption, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised, but no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Lost her smile. The painter's hands are trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we had planned is laying shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now. And the eyes that used to burn for me, now they no longer look my way. And the love that used to be, why, it just got lost in yesterday. If she seems cold to the touch, where there used to burn a flame, I gave too little, took too much, till I erased the painter's name. Mona Lisa lost her smile. The painter's hands are trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. The masterpiece that we had planned is laying shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now.
her smile. And the painter's hands are trembling now. And if she's out there running wild, it's just because I taught her how. And the masterpiece that we had planned, it's laying there shattered on the ground. Mona Lisa lost her smile, and the painter's hands are trembling now.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Lori Morgan, back in your arms again here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 30s across the region this morning. Expecting afternoon highs in the 50s. Could see plenty of clouds and rain, too. Our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Also this hour, in our newsmaker segment, we'll be talking with Tim Sullivan from a group called Farm Rescue that is expanding into Wisconsin. We'll talk with Tim about that here coming up this hour. So we made our mad dash back from Houston, Texas for Commodity Classic last week. Now, this week, well, the farm meetings slash shows continue. And tomorrow and on Wednesday, we'll be at the Chippewa Valley Expo Center by Menards for the Eau Claire Farm Show. And we'll be there both days, tomorrow and Wednesday. So come on by. We have some goodies to give away and more. Say hi, and don't forget to check out all of the different exhibitors as well at the Eau Claire Farm Show. That is tomorrow and Friday. We'll be broadcasting from there both days as well. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, the second largest wildfire in Texas history made headlines last week. Give us the latest.
At least 1.1 million acres were impacted, and it's named the Smokehouse Creek Fire. It's burned so much that it's burned into another wildfire. As of late last week, it was burning north of Amarillo and to the east of there. That's a more heavy ranch area. Dairies are to the west of there. And as of the end of last week, it certainly was possible that the fire could spread to that region of the state. That's what Texas A&M Forest Service was forecasting at any rate.
Well, cow numbers are still hurting in Texas because of the devastating barn fire in Dimmitt last spring. It looks favorable at this point that dairies will not be affected, but there still might be some beef affected.
Yeah, right now the area where it's burning is definitely a more beef cattle centric area, and there have been videos circulating on social media of the animals running, and then others just posting about how long it's been burning at the ranch. So the beef cow herd as of January 1st was at its lowest level since 1961, which believe that was over, what is that, 60 years ago?
Wow.
Oh my goodness. Wow is right. And that's why we've seen higher prices in the beef space. Or beef cattle, there just aren't as many. Their inventories are low, just like dairy cow inventories are low. So we see the price of beef cows go up. But in addition to that, that's what's created this competition too between beef and dairy. And that's why we saw such high slaughter rates last year. And depending on what happens in Texas, if the beef herd is impacted, that certainly could increase competition in the dairy space for whether farmers to either continue to breed to beef, or if prices get high enough to consider sending some of their young stock or cows to the packing plant to get a nice paycheck.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
We all have habits that, in a sense, program our lives. Approximately 90% of our daily behaviors and habits operate without us even realizing it.
Many of our habits have become regular routines that we perform exactly the same way every time. Without even thinking about it, you put the same shoe on first, sit on the same chair at the dinner table, or sleep on the same side of the bed.
Habits are a necessary part of our life. Without them, our brains would have us constantly worn out. Everyday activities like getting dressed can be done easily through subconscious habits.
Think about your habits this week. What habits would you like to create or expand? Are there any habits that you might like to change or eliminate? Much of who you are or will become is connected to the habits you allow.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rods, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
We are in a time of shrinking U.S. beef cattle herds, lower beef supplies, much higher cattle and beef prices, and one expert says,
I think we're only beginning to see the start of this.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says the beef industry production cycle still in a contraction phase, and so
it will be difficult for us to turn the livestock cycle before late 26 or early 27. Because, think about this, even if I decide today to make a decision to start rebuilding the herd, or if the industry as a whole does so, that isn't a stake until the end of 26 or early 27, and we have yet to see a turn in the cycle.
And record high cattle prices are enticing cow-calf operators to sell now and get the money rather than holding out heifers for addition to the breeding herd. Meanwhile, beef producers are hoping the rising prices don't cause consumers to switch to other lower-priced meat products. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Dairy Radio Now.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
Get off of that couch.
get my shame. We're gonna turn up the heat and keep the jukebox humming. This mama don't get dressed up for nothing. Go high rolling, a beer joint jumping. Mama don't get dressed up for nothing. Yeah, babe, you better think of something. This mama don't get dressed up.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn, Mama Don't Get Dressed for Nothing, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. And good morning, 33 in downtown Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, April milk down 2 to 16.76, May steady at 17.22, June down 3 to 17.72, and July milk steady at 18.06. Cheese markets from Friday, barrels steady at 165, 40-pound blocks down 5.5 to 155, one trade a barrel, three trade a block on the day, cash butter down 3/4 to 275 and 3/4, 10 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 119 and 3/4, 7 trades, dry whey down 1/4 to 42.5, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets are both called higher. Hogs also called higher today, as it was a positive close last week for the livestock complex. Traders wanted to buy the break. Hogs were also supported by strong cutouts and continued demand optimism. April live cattle opened the day at 188.45, June 184, August 182.70. March feeder cattle opened at 252.97, April 258, May 260.17. April hogs opened at 88.07, May at 92.05, June 102.05. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets slightly higher this morning. Soybeans moving mostly higher due to strength in the meal markets overnight. While wheat markets are mostly mixed, some strength in the dollar is pressuring many of the wheat contracts. March and May corn both up 1.75 this morning. March at 414, May at 426.5. July up 1 to 437.25. New crop up 1/4 to 459.5. March soybeans up 9 to 11.52. May up 8.25 to 11.59.5. July up 7 to 11.68.25. March soybean meal up 3.90 this morning to 337.90. While May soybean oil down 4 cents to 45.12. Chicago wheat March up 4 to 5.64. May down 3.25 to 5.54.5. Minneapolis wheat March steady at 6.48.25. May up 3/4 to 6.44.5. Energy markets this morning. April crude oil down 54 cents to 79.43. May down 46 cents to 78.63. April and May gas both down 2 cents. April at 2.59. May at 2.58. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durant. Cash corn 353, April 356, May 359, new crop at 404.
Cash beans, $10.66. April, $10.71. May, $10.76. And new crop at $10.55. Big River Resources, Boyceville. Cash corn, $3.74 and three quarters. April, $3.84 and three quarters. May, $3.86 and three quarters. New crop, $4.04 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia. Cash corn, $3.75. April, $3.89. May, $3.89. New crop, $4.09. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound. Cash corn, $3.84. April, $3.67. New crop, $4.04. Cash beans, $10.71. April at $10.74. New crop, $10.64. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.67, new crop $4.04, cash beans $10.66, new crop at $10.55. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn $3.90, April $3.97, May $4 even, new crop $4.09, cash beans $11.02, April $11.22, May $11.24, new crop $10.84. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.63, new crop $4.04, cash beans $10.72, new crop $10.64. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 158 to 186, Holstein fed cattle 126 to 164, market cows 82 to 118, bulls 111 to 136, calves at 270 to 870, beef steers at 233 to 370, Holstein steers 142 to 265. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantel where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember. remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Run your car off the side of the road. Get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You'll find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, and stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry, who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. Then you show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch, swing out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, man, I've been there. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. Man, I've been there.
Hear that sizzle? Hear Country Fry. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
It started with a smile and the brush of your hand. Then we got a little closer with a slow, slow dance. Now the world seems to spin around just for me and you. It took us by surprise when it hit us in our hearts. Such unbridled passion
from an innocent start. We were stumped for a while, but now we know what we're gonna do. Gonna make it last, gonna make some dreams come true. We've been feeling the feeling from the shine up above. We've been steadily stealing every moment we can, 'cause we can't get enough. We've been feeling the feeling, flying on the wings of a dove. We've been feeling the feeling, and the feeling is love. Well, the clouds rolled back and the sun broke through, and the earth seemed to move when I whispered to you, darling, who woke up this feeling from its lonely sleep? When I say I love you, I mean I love you so deep. We've been feeling the feeling from the shine up above. We've been steadily stealing every moment we can, 'cause we can't get enough. We've been feeling the feeling, flying on the wings of a dove. We've been feeling the feeling, and the feeling is love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. I'm with Tim Sullivan, and he is the Executive Director of Farm Rescue. And we had a chance to talk with Tim during the Corn Soybean Expo. Thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Anabas Silo, Elsevia Co-op, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastics, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Bauer Seeds and Service, and Synergy Co-op. And Farm Rescue is going to be expanding into Wisconsin. And Tim, thank you for joining us. Well, first, tell us about what is Farm Rescue.
Yes, so Farm Rescue is a volunteer organization that covers 9 states now with the addition of Wisconsin. So we started in 2005 with a handful of volunteers and some leased equipment in central North Dakota. And that first year we helped 10 farmers. This last June, we had the honor of assisting our 1,000th family since our beginning. And what we do in a nutshell is we are there to support farm and ranch families going through a crisis of either natural disaster of some kind, where there's a storm or whatever. But mainly what we do is if there's an injury or an illness in the family, that's where we come in and support that family through planting assistance, harvesting, putting up hay, livestock feeding, and commodity hauling. So we're there to protect their livelihood during that crisis.
And you said this is all from volunteers?
Correct. We do have a small staff, which Terry and myself are part of, but the work is done by the volunteer base. And we have over 650 volunteers in our registry. On a normal year, which would be anywhere from 80 to 120 families served, we're probably utilizing 200 to 225 volunteers in a year. They come in groups, they come in as single volunteers. We put them with a group and they're either planting or haying or harvesting.
We are talking with Tim Sullivan. He is the executive director of Farm Rescue, and Farm Rescue is now expanding into Wisconsin. And the operations, when will they be starting here in Wisconsin?
So after July 1st is when we'll start putting things together for harvest. We're already getting the word out there so that people can apply. If there's a sickness or an injury that they know that they're going to be laid up during that time, they can get on the list and at this time. Our actual boots on the ground will be after July 1st.
So how can people volunteer?
So through our website, farmrescue.org, right from our landing page, you'll see volunteer. And you can go right in there and answer a few short questions, where you're from, where you'd like to serve and what time of the year. And then we have a volunteer coordinator that reaches out to that person, gets a little more detailed information. What are they familiar with for equipment? What would they like to do? And they can also get a lot of questions answered at that time.
I would think that for those that may need the services, they can apply again at the website. What if I know of someone? Can I guess, nominate someone saying, hey, this happened to this family, and maybe you should reach out to them?
Yeah, referrals are a big part of this. They can come from, you know, individuals. They can come from businesses, local co-op, the seed company that they're working with. Any frontline ag-based person can hear about this first before we do, and reach out to that family or have them give them the information on Farm Rescue, and they can reach out to us.
Again, we're talking with Tim Sullivan. He is the executive director of Farm Rescue. Now to expand, obviously, to have boots on the ground, this, that, and the other thing, and have that organization. Obviously, can folks say, well, you know what? I'll use myself. I can't harvest because I don't have... I only talk about everybody's hard work in a 12-by-12 padded room every morning, but can I make a donation?
Absolutely. Again, from our landing page on farmrescue.org, you can see to donate, volunteer, and then our families can reach out to us with a need, you know, on the website. And I would say that 70% of the actual cases come through our website.
So again, you can go to farmrescue.org. That's farmrescue.org. That is Tim Sullivan, executive director of Farm Rescue. They are expanding in Wisconsin. We'll have operations underway coming up in July. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Another cold front will move through the region today in our ag weather forecast. It will provide plenty of clouds, even some chances of rain. Northwest winds will also move in after the front moves through. We'll have cooler conditions. Drier conditions are expected by midweek. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain. We'll have highs mid-40s. South wind shifting to the northwest and into the north by late this afternoon. We'll see about 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For tonight, mostly cloudy early, a slight chance of rain and even or snow. We'll have lows 22 to 27, relative humidities at 80 to 85%, north winds at 5 to 8. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs 45 to 50, relative humidities at 26 to 31%, north winds at 5 to 7, about 9 hours of sunshine. Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows 23 to 28, relative humidities at 76 to 81%, northeast winds at 5 to 6. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 42 to 57, relative humidities at 36 to 41%, southeast winds at 7 to 12, about 6 hours of sunshine. And for Thursday, partly sunny, highs 50 to 55.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
A successful deworming program will help boost your cattle operation profits. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Here are four ways to enhance the efficacy of your dewormers as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Deworming cattle is very important to reduce internal parasites. These parasites can affect feed intake, lower the average daily gain, and lower reproductive performance. They are also dangerous to the health of the animal. John Davidson is the Senior Associate Director for Beef Cattle Professional Services at Beringer Ingelheim. He says they recommend four pillars to enhance your dewormer program. The first one is having good diagnostics. Take samples from the cattle, evaluate the parasite burdens, and what species of worms are present in the animals. The second pillar is, how do we maintain the efficacy of the products we're using?
And that is using products in combination to ensure the highest degree of kill in the cattle population. So using a traditional pour-on or injectable dewormer in combination with an oral drench is called combination treatment.
There can be differences in how dewormers are manufactured. Be sure to choose products backed by extensive research and consult with your veterinarian to set up a deworming program that fits your production and management goals. The third pillar is good animal husbandry and stewardship of pasture resources. Cattle usually get infected with parasites from the pastures they graze.
The vast majority of parasite transmission occurs when the grass gets short. And so paying attention to stocking rates and the forage height, limiting the peak transmission there in the vulnerable and susceptible cattle, it's going to be an important consideration.
And lastly, Davidson recommends leaving some animals untreated. This provides a population of organisms that have not been exposed to the compounds that we're treating with to reduce resistance buildup. Learn more about enhancing dewormer efficacy.